This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already. Happy that you are here. I waited all week for this show today. You're in the right place at the right time. You're always where you are meant to be. I am the leader of high achievers, leader of the comfort killers, providing tactics, channels, and strategies for life battle plans. Have you your sharp edge axe, my friends? Are you ready to get uncomfortable? If you don't know who I am, I would like to apologize. I am on the battlegrounds fighting for freedom, fighting to not just exist, to not just survive, but to thrive. I am fighting for your attention, fighting to never be average again. I am fighting for you, my friends. No stones left unturned. No river left uncrossed, no sector or division left unmanned. This is not your grandpappy's war. This is the war of self, the war of mindset, the war within, and if won, creates the best world without. Do you think one person can change the world? Do you believe that you are the most important person on planet Earth? Is your target only focused on planet Earth? Are you not ready to bleed through books, experiences, struggles, pain? Nope, comfort killers. This is not a war of the past. This is a new war, a more strategic personal war. This is an intellectual war on time. Where did all your time go? Are you not fighting for more time? Who is winning this war? What is winning this war? Is your television winning? Is Facebook killing yourself? What about your negativity? Is that murdering your growth? What is winning the time war? Have you stopped believing in yourself, my friend? Are you spending more time than investing it? Do you not read? Do you not want to learn any new languages? Have you stopped growing since high school, middle school, or college? What about preschool? Have you stopped learning? Have you your sharp edge axe? Who has won the war on growth? Who has won the battle of traffic? Is your favorite top 40 radio station the first thing you throw on? How about talk radio or sports radio? Do you know more stats about some guy in pro football than the stats of your pay stub, my friends? Do you know how much taxes are being taken out each week? Do you know how much you earn? Who wins the battle of growth? You are wounded by the news, depressed by media, and you have come to the grounds with no ammo. You have no sense of control. You are a puppet for society. You dwell on things out of your control. You do not have a map handy. You cannot win at this game. You are the game. You are being targeted through the big binoculars of fear. You uphold your king's wishes by smoking weed, doing drugs, and staying drunk. What is your weekend like, soldier? Are you investing in yourself? You have $200 sneakers on, but you turn your head at a $20 book about growth. Soldiers, comfort killers, who or what is winning this war? Have you your sharp-edged axe, oh pioneer? Have you set your targets, goals? Are you always complaining about what someone else has achieved? Do you blame the man? Have you your battle plan? Do you know who you are? Comfort killers, don't lie dead in the midst of this new war. The new war survivors are quick thinkers, great decision makers. They move fast and carry their goals with them. They invest time, resource, energy, and money in themselves. They focus on wins and duplicate methods to continuously recreate the same wins over and over. They are not living in fear, rather confidence, knowing they are here to be great. They are laying bridges to connect the dots. Even if they came across resistance, they move with speed and accuracy. They have clear thoughts, which is why their actions are very clear. They're strategic. They only see abundance. They change their environments when necessary. Their ears, the very act of listening, is not in doubt for them. They listen to experiences from others they want to copy. Hey, they invest money. They cut associates off. They are fit for the battle of life. Ladies and gentlemen, comfort killers, friends, I am Stacy Cross. And my mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, to act better, and to live better. Survival of the fittest. This is what this is about today, ladies and gentlemen. I am so happy you're here. If it's Thursday, then you are here. If it's Thursday, then you are here. TheComfortKillers.com. Reach out to me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross, Instagram, Stacey A. Cross, LinkedIn, Stacey A. Cross. Facebook, just type in The Comfort Killers. You know the logo. Don't be scared. You know the logo. And it's not Calvin Klein, my friends. I'm going to share my bio. And I'm so happy because this Monday, this upcoming Monday, Monday the 20th of June, 2016, I'll be on a podcast to expand my reach. I'll be actually being interviewed. I'm so happy at that because I can expand my reach. What's my target? My target is the universe. My target is the universe. Meet Stacy Cross. My name is Stacy Cross. There's no E in my name. 34 years old. I'm an entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker. You're going to ask me, Stace, did you write a book to name yourself an author? I'm going to say, hell no. I didn't write a New York Times bestseller book, but it's being written right now. Every day I write my book, okay? So I could call myself anything I want to call myself, and you should too. Are you an actor if you have not act in a movie? Does that just, if you have not acted in a movie, can you not say that you are an actor? Because you want to be, because you desire to be. Start naming exactly what you want. Reframe your thinking, ladies and gentlemen. This is the war. This is survival of the fittest. I'm a motivational speaker, web designer. Yeah, I made that website. I like, and an expert at life. I'm currently living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, the great USA, where you could be anything, anyone you want to be. You could actually have $8 in your pocket, like my good friend Benjamin Franklin, and be on the $100 bill. Isn't that crazy? Try doing that with King Charles. Can't. With dynasties. You can't. So USA, ladies and gentlemen, even though you hate it so much, you should love it so much. But ask, my friends, not what the damn country could do for you. What are you doing? What are you doing for yourself? So I work in management right now with a prominent U.S.-based airline. And if you follow me, you know this because I put it out there. My life is open. Okay, I don't hide. I'm not in doubt, ladies and gentlemen. I don't hide. Don't need to hide. But sometimes you got to be strategic because the big boys are watching. So yes, I'm in management. How come I'm in management? Because I got myself there. Listen, I hated the time clock. I needed to get out of the lower barrel. So I'm in management now. Make decisions. So I call my employer, the resource center, and I have a freedom date. For those that know my freedom date, let me know if you know. What is my freedom date? I write it every day in my journal, ladies and gentlemen. So when I'm not at the resource center, I'm busy working to earn my freedom by creating and building my company, The Comfort Killers, which is now your company. My mission in life, again, is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. By making this my life purpose, my goals are to create abundance through relationships, products, and resources. I'm here for you. I am feeling a bit unchallenged at the resource center, though. I still give it 110%. Again, if you are on my Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross on Snappy, you know what the timeline, the time wall is. Follow me, guys. So I failed a bunch of times, okay? Learned a bunch in the process. I learned that when I continued to do the same things over and over, it resulted in achieving the same things over and over, good or bad, okay? The universe doesn't care what you're doing. They're not here to stop. You have freedom of choice. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest freedom of all. You have freedom to react or you have freedom to respond. You have freedom of choice. So either if you're doing the same things over and over, which are negative, you're going to get the same results. The universe doesn't care what you do. But it's going to give you the result that you put in. You get to in direct proportion. The same thing you put in, you get a direct proportion coming out the other side. So you have to focus on what are you putting in? What are you putting in your mind, ladies and gentlemen? This is survival of the fittest. I decided to change then the very activities I was doing to receive a different result. The desired result I want now is success, growth, and improvement. Personal and self-improvement is high on the scale for my goals and purpose. I'm always looking to be better. I want everyone to always look to be better. If you're staying in the same place, like the last podcast we spoke about, you're dead. If you have that straight flat line across the graph of life, you are dead. There's nothing. You need to go down first. You need to go be negative first because at least you're moving. That's what we spoke about. If you haven't heard that podcast, please, 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 please stop this right now. There's nothing that this could do for you. You got to figure out where on the graph of life you are. So I live with my partner and girlfriend, Siobhan, who has supported my growth and is starting to grow on her own. Okay, she's starting to grow on her own. And it's all because of the influence, the environment, the waking up early. Oh my God, she woke up early. I got to wait. Get out of bed. My products are created for people who are on their own journey and want to achieve a positive results, whether happiness, success, love, wealth, career, and health, abundance, abundance, abundance. I'm ready to learn everything I can, duplicate what works and eliminate what doesn't. I'm not here to reinvent the wheel. Shit, it works, duplicate it, doesn't work, throw it away, waste of time. I am Stacey Cross and I am a millionaire. I'm just waiting for my check to clear. That's the mindset. So where does this term survival of the fittest come about? Where is this from? I know you heard the Mobb Deep soundtrack, but that's about some, you shook. Ain't no such thing as a halfway crooks. We're not talking about that. Just like, you know, I'm talking about the new war. The war within. How are you going to live your life? That is surviving. So when we talk about surviving, I pull out my Merriam-Webster. You know it's my go-to. To remain alive, to continue to live. Okay? To remain alive, to continue to live, to continue to function or prosper. You see what this world is. You see what's going on around you. Alligator, bear, crazy. weather patterns. Okay? I remember Hurricane Sandy living in on the coast of, I guess, I don't even know where, Central Jersey. It's not really central in Jersey. That's why I can't. It's Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Living right up the Raritan. Across the way, Staten Island. Living there and hearing about Hurricane Sandy. And we did our best. We did our best. We were like, hey, listen, let's bake a cake. We got Monopoly. When the lights go out, we got some candles. We were prepared. We were prepared to survive. And the hurricane came through and Sandy whipped through the northeastern seaboard, whipped it. I woke up the next morning and couldn't believe it. You know, thank God there's no major damages to where we were living, but outside the trees were down, tree fell on Siobhan's car. And then the riot happened. And it's no riot. I'm not talking about a riot where there's millions of people running and rushing. I'm talking about panic. I'm talking about now scarcity. Okay? The electricity is gone. So whatever food that you think that you're going to have, depending on how long this electricity takes, you might not have food. Okay? You might not have food. And then, again, still working for the airline, entry level. Hey, could you come in a couple days? Yeah, I could come in a couple days. Because, you know, we want to start up the airline. We gotta focus on our assets, the planes. We got to make sure those things are good. Okay, what about my family? Can I go check on my grandmother? Okay. No? Okay. So the thing is, you know, I don't know if you were around this area. I don't know where you live, okay? But if you were around my area, you started seeing the gas stations pile up with cars to a point they had to reinstate a license plate, even odd number type of situation where you could only go on a certain day to get gas. It was panic. It was scarcity. There's no gas. There's only enough gas for a certain amount of cars on a daily basis. Now you got the lines like 4 miles down the road with cars waiting to get gas. People are fighting. People just want the gas in their little hand bucket. No, you weren't here before me. You weren't here before. It's scarcity. Now is that surviving the fittest? Are you fit? If something happens, if something goes down right now, another Hurricane Sandy times 10, Hurricane Katrina, why did those people stay? They didn't have it to leave. Or else I would have picked up my family, threw in the cats, say, listen, we're taking a flight. We're out of here. We'll come back when this pandemonium's gone. That's the new war, my friends. Are you able to take your family out of scarcity? Because if you're surviving, okay, and anything could happen. If you're surviving, you are... You live on to prosper. You continue to exist. Okay? To live or exist longer than or past the end of whatever. Some people didn't make it. A lot of people didn't make it with Hurricane Katrina. Then you ask, you're watching it on TV saying, why didn't they leave? Because I'll tell you why. They aren't able to set themselves up prior to it happening. To have the freedom of choice to say, I am out of here. That's what I'm focused on now, ladies. Your targets shouldn't be how comfortable you are right now. Your target should be if shit goes down. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm as positive as they come. I'm as positive as they come, believe me. But I had to stay in that apartment. I couldn't say, listen, grab the family, we're out of here. Because I love light. I need my electricity. You know what? I need my food to be refrigerated. I don't want to be in the dark. I don't want to have a what if I was in the dark. Am I setting myself up now for that? Hell yeah. Because I see what it is. When scarcity happens, panic happens. Pandemonium happens. Riots happen. People die. Afraid. We are afraid to start looking beyond the means of today. Am I good right now? Hell yeah, I'm good. I'm drinking my coffee. Things are good. Sitting here speaking to you, I am happy. But what if something just runs through Philadelphia right now? I don't know. Aliens come. Can I leave? Can I be on the first thing out smoking crossed to LA? Do you have the resources to make that happen? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about stockpiling a million cans of corned beef and peas in your basement. It's not about that. It's not about living through the disaster. It's about making the choice to leave it before it happens. Do you have that capability? That's what the war is now. That's what you're fighting for. Because the time that you're wasting at the clubs, and do not get me wrong. In the wake of what happened, I am very sad. In the wake of what happened in Orlando, I am very sad. If it doesn't feel right, don't go. Okay? It's the freedom of choice that I'm focused on. You have the choice to build yourself, to build your financial equity, to build your health. These are all things to build your wisdom, build your experiences now. Every day, every minute is a choice. What are you choosing, my friends? What are you choosing? Like I said in my epilogue, I said, listen, you have a $200 pair of Jordans, Nikes on, but you will not buy a $20 book. These are the choices that makes you either thrive, survive, or die. And I'm sorry that I'm so harsh today, but I really wanted to get this concept out of freedom, the real freedom, the war within, the war that's personal, the war that's internal, the war within that makes the world without. Ladies and gentlemen, today, if I want to make a choice to go watch TV, even if I don't have cable, I walked down the stairs and I said, you know what? That TV's there. It's rainy outside. It's gloomy. You know what would be so good right now? Some popcorn and a nice black and white movie. I love black and white films. I don't know that any actors or actresses in them. I just love the movies. I love the Waltons. I even love freaking Gunsmoke, especially when it's raining. I used to do it. It's raining outside, man. I could catch up. But what did I do today? I changed the decisions. Now I don't even think of that. It's other decisions that I'm thinking about. But what are you doing? You could actually change the course of your life with a decision, no matter how small, with a decision that you're thinking, your thoughts are bringing up, popping in your head. Damn, should I go for a run? Nah, I'll just eat peanut butter. Like, what? Should I read this book? I've been meaning to finish that book for a year now. Should I? It's these choices, ladies and gentlemen. Should I go to the mall? Should I go to the mall right now? Should I go to the library or Starbucks or a meetup group? It's these choices, my friends. I'm not missing anything when I don't go out. Because I'm always going in. Again, WAP. I am Stacy Cross. And I'm all about thriving, not surviving. But in order to thrive, you got to make the decisions necessary. I'm telling you, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, in Hurricane Sandy, we were not thriving. We're just surviving. Some people don't even survive. They're just there. They're existing. So you could either exist, you could either die, you could either survive, or you could even thrive. But understand that there's a new war. There's a war on your time. There's a war on your growth. There's a war on what you listen to, what you feed yourself with. There's a war on all these aspects. Every day you wake up, there's a war on your ass. How are you winning this war? You win through the decisions you make, through what you are thinking. There's even a war on your mindset, bro. That's why some people are like, oh man, the government's so shitty. They don't do anything for us down here. Gentrification's so bad. They're coming in and they're taking all our property. Do you own the property? Because if you own the property, they can't take your property. See what I'm saying? Change your mindset. I want a couple millions. Send them in. I want 20 million invested in my community. The war is different, my friends. The war isn't now black or white. The war is on your mind. You got to win this war, and it starts first with getting uncomfortable. It starts with becoming a comfort killer. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, to be a support system. I want you to support me too. Because every day I'm in a battle. Every day I'm being strategic, tactful. I got to figure things out. I got to move. I got to shake. I got to bake. I got to hustle. I got to grind. I got to get my numbers in. I got to write a graph on life. I got to get my mind together. I got to stop listening to the news because they're putting fear. Big word. I don't look up big words anymore. I look up those four-letter, five-letter words, six-letter words. I don't care about Dishabatabalampadi. I don't know what that is. I don't care. I'm looking up words like fear. Fear. What is fear? I want to know. It's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a different war. Stop thinking about your fatigue. Stop thinking about the Gulf War, Afghanistan. Stop thinking about it. Train your mind. Focus on your mind. Bring it back. Scale it in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacey Crush. You know where to find me. If you don't, then I don't even know. TheComfortKillers.com is home base. ComfortKillers.com. For those that don't want to type the word the, T-H-E, TheComfortKillers.com. I am Stacey Crush. There's no E in my name. I hope you have a fantastic Thursday and a rest of the week that's so amazing. That's so amazing that you're going to send an email to me about it. My email address is Stacey@TheComfortKillers.com. I answer everything. I'm to a point I don't have an assistant yet. Once I have an assistant, it has to be filtered. I'm sorry about that. I am aiming to get an assistant. Matter of fact, I want two assistants. We have some beautiful things in the pipeline. I don't know if you have me on Snapchat. Again, if you don't have me on Snapchat, my name is Stacey A. Cross there. Instagram, Stacey A. Cross. Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. LinkedIn, Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in my name. Have a great day.